It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We welcome on political analyst Steve Roberts, who's joining us with a look at everything going on in the political world. Of course, Steve, the big thing this week is the vice presidential debate, which, you know, normally it's kind of the B show, if you will. But this year might be more important than ever because, I mean, this might be the last chance for these two campaigns to get in front of a ton of people with no other debate scheduled.
Well, that's a very good point. And the other factor is the election's so darn close. I mean, normally vice presidential candidates have little or no impact on the outcome. Some years they can be helpful. I mean, I remember 1960, Lyndon Johnson was a big help to Jack Kennedy campaigning in the South. But normally they don't have much of an impact, but it's going to be so close. New York Times this morning said that Pennsylvania, which is everybody agrees is the most important swing state, was dead even this morning. So a few points, a few people in a few places can make a big difference. And this is why I think that it's worth noting that J.D. Vance, the Republican nominee, the young senator from Ohio, is at least at risk of violating a basic principle, which is do no harm. You know, this whole crack about childless cat ladies. It was Taylor Swift who picked up and called herself a childless cat lady when she endorsed Kamala Harris. Well, it's really not a good idea to alienate someone who has 550 million followers on social media. Plus, his lies about Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, eating their pets. The Republican governor of Ohio said repeatedly, "You're not true." And Harris keeps saying, and Vance keeps making this point. You know, on Saturday Night Live over the weekend, their first show of the season, the Vance character comes out and says, "I just got a call from President Trump. And he said, JD, you're like a son to me. I don't like you, but I'm stuck with you." And at least there's a possibility, and that's all you can really say, a possibility that he is causing some problems with women voters. And the Democrats can only win if they run up the score with female voters. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night. But right now, the polls show that Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, is significantly more favorable. Pew Research Center poll, Walz favorable, unfavorable rating. He was plus 6 on the favorable side. Vance was minus 8 on the unfavorable side. So at least right now, the public has a significantly better view of Walz than Vance.
But Steve, is the race about issues or is it about personalities and likability?
Well, it's always a combination, Susan. It's always a combination, and they overlap. But I believe that having covered 16 presidential elections, that likability sometimes minimizes the importance. Likability is a reasonable word, Susan, but I think the more important words are trust and respect. One of the poll numbers that I thought was quite interesting, recent CBS poll, people were asked, who's a better role model? And by 18 points, voters preferred Harris over Trump as a role model. Those questions are more than likability. That's part of it. But it's also a sense, whose judgment can I trust? Because the fact is, voters are screwed. They understand that many of the issues facing the next president are not really even going to be discussed during this campaign. George Bush in 2000 got one question about Islamic terrorism, and 7 months into his presidency, at 9/11, and next 7.5 years were consumed by that issue that was never discussed during the campaign. So voters, I think, understand that Issues change, but trust and character are always there.
You know, we talk about likability and personality as being a factor in all of this. And, you know, we might have said the same thing 4 years ago, Steve, but is there a part of that that goes with maybe a political fatigue that so many people have after the last 10 years or so of this, you know, back and forth and, you know, this and that? And let's face it, a lot of people that I talk to every day would never talk about politics, and they're supremely annoyed when it gets brought up in conversation. You know, they go by the old days of don't bring up religion or politics or anything at the dinner table. And when people do start to talk about it, it's just a roll of the eyes like, oh, when can we finally stop with this? And to that effect, you know, I saw an interview with Trump over the weekend. He was at a football game, and I, you know, I just saw bits and pieces of it. And I hear the, you know, Kamala Harris, terrible, you know, stuff like that. To that effect, does Harris have the advantage there of people who listen to that and say, ah, enough? You know, I don't care if she never does an interview. In fact, that's great. I just don't want to hear from the president for 4 years.
Well, that, it's not just that they don't want to hear from the president. They don't want to hear the endless chaos and crisis. You know, people forget that Nikki Haley running against Trump in the primaries actually did pretty well in the number of states, got 20-25% of the vote in the number of states, by stressing something very similar to the point you've just made, which is that Trump equals chaos. It's not just that they're sick of politics in general, they're sick of the turmoil. And when Harris is trying very hard to capture the mood you put your finger on, look at her ads when she keeps talking about, let's turn the page. We won't go backward. We're going forward. And they're always accompanied by a photo of her smiling and looking happy. And the message she's trying to say is, if you are sick of the turmoil of the Trump years, there's an option. And even sick of the Biden years. I mean, when she says, we're not going back, explicitly, she's saying we're not going back to Trump. Implicitly, she's saying we're not going back to Biden either. So I agree with you that there are a lot of Americans who just have tuned out or just sick of the constant turmoil of the last 10 years. And the Harris campaign agrees with you and is trying to capture that in their advertisements.
Steve, thank you. We always appreciate it. Steve Roberts joining us live this morning on WBEN.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.